hello and welcome to Bigger, Fuller, Better, your guide to living a richer, more fulfilled life. I'm your host, Allison Chavis, a personal success mentor and the creator of Miracle Academy. Today, I am absolutely honored to have Dr. Kim DeRamo on our show. I want to introduce you to her and tell you just a little bit about what she's up to in the world. Dr. Kim DeRamo is a board-certified emergency medicine physician who trained at Emory University's Grady Hospital in Atlanta. She completed medical school at University of New England College of Osteopathic Medicine, where she also did fellowship training in osteopathic medicine, medical growth anatomy, and neuroanatomy. Founder of the American Institute of Mind-Body Medicine and the number one best-selling author of The Mind-Body Toolkit, we are absolutely thrilled to welcome you to our show today. Thank you so much for being on, Dr. Kim.
Thanks for having me, Allison. It's great to be here.
I am really, really excited to hear all of your experience. Well, of course, not all of your experience. We've only got 30 minutes in this interview, but to hear about your experience with mind, body, spirit and that full mind, body experience. And I was telling you before we started the interview, we've got a real smarty pants on our show today, and I'm so excited for you to share your knowledge and your expertise with us. So tell me, what does bigger, fuller, better mean to you?
Well, as you know, it's been an interesting journey for me as a physician and also as a healer to expand into the life that is my heart's desire. So and when we talked about bigger, fuller, better and my idea about expansion, life is always calling us into expansion, into receiving more, into greater health, into greater vitality, more fulfilling relationships that are a better match for really supporting us. And one of the things I've seen, both for myself personally and with patients and clients I've worked with, is that when we don't go along with that expansion, which is the flow of life, the bigger, fuller, better, when we don't go along with that, it is exactly what causes the resistance that creates illness, disease, depression, autoimmune illness, where our body starts attacking itself, you know, all of that discord physically, chemically in our body. So I was really excited to contribute here because I've seen firsthand and lived myself the, you know, what gets created when we don't allow bigger, fuller, better. You know, life is meant to be constant expansion and growth. So this was a really great topic for me to discuss and share about what I've seen.
And I love that take on it because, holy cow, I mean, you have got firsthand experience with in the medical field of what this does. And I had never stopped to think that when we deny ourselves that expansion, that is what causes the depression, the illness, the disease, the pain, whatever it is. So
yeah,
so
it's like grow or die.
Grow or die.
It's grow or die.
So how have you expansive beings?
And you know what? And I really love that. No, I mean, I don't mean to talk over you because I want this to be all about you. But how do you help people change that?
I had my own experience of illness when I was in medical school where I got really sick and had this weird, rare form of an autoimmune illness and joint pain, migraines, headaches, chronic fatigue. And I thought my body was just falling apart. You know, I was in pain all the time. I had chills and I didn't want to get out of bed. And after going to dozens of doctors and really no one had a great answer for me, I've been trying to do the mind over medicine, you know, mind over body, be positive, and that actually made me worse because I was trying to fight the disease. And I didn't really understand what mind-body medicine is about, that through allowing expansion, it would create harmony in my body. So it was this big myth that we need to do more and be more and be better. And I thought growth meant improvement and, you know, the whole, like, self-help movement and try harder. And that is exactly what makes us it causes dis-ease in the body. So our chemistry is responding to that inner sort of fight or that quest or that I've got to do more. And the way that we usually go about expansion, which is so not aligned with our nature.
Holy cow. You just kind of blew my mind open right there because it's not the going into the expansion that our body responds negatively to. It's the way we try to go into that expansion.
Yeah, exactly. Expansion is very natural, and if we allow it, there's a flow. That's actually what allowed my body to heal in a very, very short time, is stop resisting the fight, like stop resisting the symptoms, stop resisting the illness, stop resisting, especially for me, the fatigue, where I felt like I had to power through it and, you know, more willpower. And that was exactly what caused me to get worse and worse. So true expansion requires allowing. You aren't the one who heals your body. So self-healing is a total, like, ironic kind of a statement, because I couldn't heal myself, and you cannot. But what you can do is allow the conditions that invite, you know, the universe or God or spirit or your higher self or whatever you want to call it, to heal you, to bring healing. You know, if you get a cut on your arm, your body knows how to clot the blood and heal the cut. And so then we think that, oh, if I have an autoimmune disease, my body doesn't know. My body's messed up and I need to fix it, and I have to take medications or seek or try harder. And that is exactly what makes us worse.
So how did you finally heal? I mean, my goodness, you're in medical school. I mean, if there's ever a time that you really can't stop, I think that would be, like, the time.
Yeah, it was definitely through, like, a new conversation with my body and being aware of this inner fight and this inner struggle to perform and to go and to do more and be more, like, and to stop all of that. And just be in harmony with my body. So it started with, okay, body, I get that I've been making this wrong and fighting against it, and what you actually have for me, that if I would receive it and allow it, this would incorporate very smoothly and I wouldn't be sick. And it was a shift. It happened in one day. It was actually the day after I got this big diagnosis, like finally found this one doctor who had the answer, and you have allergies and you have an autoimmune disease, and I had, you know, the tests up and down my arm, and everything was flared up and inflamed, and, oh, you're allergic to, you know, dust mites and dander, and, like, fill in the blank. I was allergic to it. And he said, you know, you need all these medications, and you have to use special cleaning solutions, and no rugs, no curtains. Here you go. And I just, everything in my body was like, this is not my solution. This is not the expansive feeling of freedom I've been seeking, and I'm not going to find it in the medical system. It has to happen within me first. So if people have been struggling with, oh, doctors, they just don't get me, no one's listening to me, and no one knows what's going on, it has to start with you, where there's this inner alignment that then allows the answers to come easily, whether it's through supplement or medication, a doctor, or it just happens through its spontaneous resolution. Your body can resolve most of the illnesses that we see in medicine. And for me, that's what happened, was there became more balance in my system because I let go of that inner fight, and I finally allowed what was happening to me not to be the thing that was wrong with me, but to be what was right with me, and to invite it in more fully to complete so that I could receive what my body had for me instead of fighting against it. And within days, the symptoms completely disappeared.
Holy cow. Have you had people before who have said, okay, I allow it, and it's going to teach me something, and it's not going away?
Yes. So what you realize is when I'm still holding my agenda, okay, I'm going to allow it, but please move fast. I'm going to allow it, but it better be gone within a day. I'm not actually in allowing. And I've had this because I practiced this in my life with everything, with business, with my money, with my relationship, with my husband. Like, okay, I want to feel total love and bliss and be attracted to each other, and, you know, I'm going to allow what's happening, but oh, he's still being a jerk. Why is this happening? I'm not in allowing. So the pure love that we receive through allowing, through actually really receiving whatever our challenge is, whatever our pain is not the same as conditional love. Unconditional love is an entirely different essence, a different energy, and it can and does often heal the body instantly. So it isn't the same as the conditional allowing, where I'm going to allow as long as I get what I want in the time that I think it should happen. Totally different frequency.
Wow. So how do you help people to get into really that allowing?
Well, the first part is we have to release our attachments to how we think it should go and what we think should happen. Like right now, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I have like a little nasally voice because I have these kind of cold symptoms. My system has been kind of shutting down over the last week. And in the past, I would like fight this. I want to go out for a run. I want to have my energy. And now I always know it's a huge blessing that life is expanding me into more. Over the last few months, my life has expanded in ways that were unimaginable before, unimaginable with where I've been going in my business and having more and more people who are very, very much ready for what I'm offering, having incredible harmony in my marriage with my husband, seeing just wonderful things happen in his life, our home, our family, all kinds of things. But with that expansion has really required me to be different in my body, to be different in my life. So I've slowed down a lot in the last, you know, decade, but in the last few months, it's like life is calling me to slow down in an even more powerful way. And it doesn't mean slow down just moving slowly, taking a nap. It means in my presence, my quality of presence, how I'm being in my body is more present and more still and more aware than ever before. And so with that came this sort of illness, right? Like I'm more tired and I'm more kind of congested, right? So I don't feel like going out for a run, but what it's called me into is being way more present with myself. So there's a massive integration that's happening for me, and being aware of that has me kind of almost enjoy this illness, which sounds really weird, I get it, instead of resisting it like I did in the past.
Does it move faster when you're just enjoying it, does it?
It does, because your mental state, your thoughts and emotions, oh, I can't take a break, I have to keep going, it's not okay. That creates the chemicals, you know, our thoughts are chemicals in our body, neurochemicals, they send messages to every cell in the body, and that creates your emotional state, so how you feel. So if I'm resisting it and thinking, oh, I really have so much to work to do, I should be doing this, or, oh, I've got to take a run today, I can't miss that, something like that, it's going to create discord. And that's not just an idea, it's actually a chemical reaction in my body that creates disease. It impairs the cells from taking up nutrients. It impairs the waste products from getting easily released in my body detoxifying. So when patients come to me and, oh, my functional medicine doctor said I have a detoxification process, I'm spending thousands of dollars on supplements, or my conventional doctor said I have autoimmune disease and I need all these medications, it's always, always, always that there's this underlying discord preventing harmonious physiology, harmonious detoxification, harmonious, you know, immune system and all of these things that is at the prime cause. So, yes, it's great to maybe you need a medication or a supplement, but let's look at what is putting you in that state and what can be released so you no longer live in that disharmony.
Wow. Holy cow. This is awesome and this is deep. I'm like, oh, man, where do I want to take this? So I absolutely love what you're talking into. What happens when we're resisting change or resisting that expansion and it's showing up as in, I just don't feel like it. I'm not passionate, I'm feeling tired, and so maybe it's not coming up as like a physical illness or an ailment, but more that, oh, I just don't want to do this. How do you create harmony within that? Like you're talking about, like, you know, slowing down for a run and not going for a run, and what if it's like,
well,
I know,
Allison,
my body needs it, but I don't want it.
Yeah, 90% of the things that we think our body needs or we think we should do come from the mind. They come from conclusions. Maybe the conclusions from just your upbringing of this is how you should be, you shouldn't be that way, or maybe you read a book about diet and nutrition and now you think, oh, I shouldn't eat this food, I should eat that food. So most of the deflation we feel is our body's natural wisdom bringing us in a different direction. Okay, so, oh, I really should take a run, but I just don't feel like it. Well, so many times for me, my body's wisdom knew that was not going to be a contribution to me. So, of course, I didn't have the energy for it. Or, oh, I should eat this thing, but, oh, I have all these cravings and I'm in balance. It's the ideas we have about food and the ideas we have about our body that create that resistance. So it's not living in alignment with the heart, the body's awareness, and your body's wisdom that creates a lot of that, especially with depression and fatigue and we're just run down, I'm not motivated. So in the sort of self-help movement, it's be motivated, do more. And the more is all the stuff that people tell us we should do that isn't actually what our body really requires or what contributes to our life. So the body's like, no, 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 we don't want to go that way. And then we say, oh, I'm just not motivated. And nothing could be further from the truth. So how can we listen to our body's wisdom and say, yes, and yes, I don't feel actually any inspiration to do any of those things. And how might that actually be the best thing that could happen for me? What could be a greater contribution that if I really feel into my body and go with the flow instead of against it would create even more?
Can you give me a for instance?
Yeah, for instance, well, let's just go with a basic example. I remember years back, and I had this project I was working on to complete for my website, and I had, okay, you got to complete this copy and write your about page, and, like, there was all this stuff I wanted to do. And I did want to do it, but I just was like, oh, this is taking so long, and, oh, I'm so tired. I wish I could just take a nap. And I remember resisting it. So it was like a couple hours went by. I wasn't really getting any headway on the project. I couldn't really get clear about what I wanted to say. And I finally said, all right, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to take a nap. And I went with it, right? So I took a nap, maybe 20 minutes or whatever. But it totally rebooted my batteries, like recharged me in such an incredible way that I got up and I completed the entire project in 25 minutes. Like boom, 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 boom. This was like a, I don't know, a six-hour project. If I didn't go with the flow, I could have maybe eat something decent out in hours of time, but to go with what my body had for me, it just shut everything down. And then it allowed me to be in the flow of the activity I was choosing, but in a much quicker, much more inspired way.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, you talked about cravings a little bit ago. And we live in this, you know, processed food world and, you know, with foods that have chemicals that really aren't in our best interest for our bodies, but then because they taste good, our bodies crave them. So how do you help with that?
Yeah. Well, how often do you hear people say, I really shouldn't eat this, but.
Uh-huh. That's like me every day.
So they have this idea that they've bought into, this thing is bad for me, and then at the same time, they're choosing it. And that creates more discord in the body than anything you could do, right? So we have this idea, these foods are bad, these foods are good. So it's total, like, judgment. Judgment blocks allowing. And then we actually try to go with, okay, but I'm going to do this anyway because I have this urge in my body and I just can't control it. So trying to control the body actually creates the uncontrollable urge that is destructive. If we get out of controlling the body, like entirely let go of thinking the body is something I need to control, what's the premise of that? The premise is without my control, I'm going to just, you know, either eat the whole cake or stay in bed for 5 weeks and never get up, right? Like if I don't get motivated, it would be a really bad thing. That's the premise. So, of course, we have to fight. And then we fight against this thing that we've created, this monster we've created, and we experience it as out of control. So there is no harmony. If we could come into harmony with our body, like I just had a client, I do all of my work online, so I have clients all over the world. Most are in U.S., but a lot in Canada, Europe, New Zealand, Australia. It's been amazing. And this one woman, she's about 46, having huge amounts of problems with her period and cramping, bleeding, depression, you know, all kinds of symptoms, pelvic pain. And what we really went into was all the ways her body was something to be controlled. I'm out of control. My emotions are out of control. And then it's not okay to be out of control. And I hate my body. There was a lot of, I hate my body. My body's not okay. It's shameful. And she didn't know that she had that as a download. So, of course, she would experience a lot of discord. But once she was aware of all the suppression that she was allowing, like suppressing, actually hating, it's a really toxic energy to hold, hating the body, she went from the perspective of, well, how could I allow this? I'm, you know, at work in this male-dominated corporation, and it's completely unacceptable to be emotional. I have to fake it. To, at the end of the session, you know, weeping tears of really moving all that energy and allowing the beauty and the essence of her body to guide her into an expression that's that flow, that true expression of who she is, which is what heals the body. And at the end of it, she found this is not something to control. When I am not in the discord with myself, it's not going to keep creating this pain, resistance, and emotional lability. It will create harmony with my body. And her body already felt lighter. She didn't have the pain by the end of the session. But also, she came into harmony with her emotions. So when we think our emotions or our body are something to be tamed, we're going to have a huge battle. When we remember that our essence is something we can trust and allow, it will flow through us in beautiful, extraordinary ways.
Holy cow, that is beautiful. How do you know, and this sounds like a simplistic question, I understand, but it, somebody's got the same question I have, I'm sure. How do you know when you're out of that discord? Because we are in this society of go get them and push hard and work harder and try more. And
yes.
So I would think that, okay, if I let go and I'm now in harmony, I would feel like I should be doing something. There's the should again. There's the judgment. But I would,
yeah.
I would kind of feel like, am I missing something? Am
well,
I doing
Allison,
okay?
When we live in the mind, we don't feel the body. We don't connect with our wisdom. So people say, I don't know. I don't know what I feel. They only are aware of what they think. So the world exists in judgment. I should be doing something. Clearly this is not good. And when we actually feel our body, it's impossible not to know when we're in disharmony. You'll feel it as discord. You'll feel it as pain. You'll feel it as tension. Maybe it's depression, but you will feel it in some way. Now, for some of us who are very present in the body, it can be a gentle whisper of that discord, right? If I walk into a room and I'm aware some this other person's angry, I can say, okay, there's a little discord if I plan to go forward with what I was going to say, and then I can make a change of course. But for most of us, we're so disconnected from the body, we don't have that awareness. The body needs to start screaming. So it's severe, unrelenting pain, you know, back pain, sciatica, migraine headaches. Or, you know, for this woman, her pelvis, she was bleeding. Her uterus kept bleeding. She had all this bleeding and bleeding for like 2 weeks at a time. It's going to make itself known, but we will, again, if you see it as something to be fought and mastered and controlled, we'll just keep trying to suppress it. Your body is always bringing you the awareness of ease, dis-ease, and eventually that dis-ease, that discord will lead to physical manifestations. It will always lead, if you continue, will lead to physical destruction and disease, cancer and diabetes or heart disease or fibromyalgia. But we can actually become aware of the body and tune into even the gentlest whisper.
Wow. I know I keep saying that, but this has been awesome. This is going so fast. I'm like, why did I only do a half an hour? Why didn't I do a 2 hour?
Well, I want to let people know that, you know, I have a lot online too. So they have on my YouTube and on my website, I do videos very regularly. On Facebook too, it's Dr. Kim DeRamo. I have a whole community on Facebook. So if people go to drkimd.com, they can subscribe and stay in the conversation and receive if it's a fit for you. So it's okay that we just have a half an hour.
Yeah, I mean, because all we can do is barely scratch the surface, but it's a conversation that definitely needs to be had. So when you talk with people, because there's a big – I mean, holy cow, everybody's stressed out and everybody's got some sort of disorder going on, with some sort of anxiety disorder going on. And so we've got all these people
on
medication.
And that's the thing you just asked me about. That is the exact thing you said. How do we know? It's because it's actually what's right with you instead of what we make what's wrong with you. Your body is talking to you, but like we just said, most people are in the mind, so they're not listening. So it's fascinating that most people, they are getting the awareness. They're just trying really hard to shut it off.
So that, and so we're trying to shut it off with medications or surgeries,
yes,
or,
yes,
you know, take out the offending organ or
and my
whatever.
Board certification is as an emergency medicine doctor. That's what I did for years. And that's where we are doing a lot of things right in conventional medicine. Like if your arm is off, we can get your arm back on. But for 99.9% of the things people are presenting with and dealing with now, it's something entirely different, that taking a pill is not going to be a contribution to you healing.
So are you not an advocate of medicine in that case? Or is it
for
now
coupled
with...
No, I meditation has a role in so many instances, but when we use it to suppress our symptoms, it's a totally different thing, right? So if, you know, like let's say I have a severe headache and I'm like, okay, I could lie here with severe pain all night, or I could take a medication. I'll take the medication. But then I don't pretend that I solved the problem, right? Like the problem is my body is screaming for something. It's not okay. And taking a pill can help me feel better temporarily, but whatever is causing that migraine or that problem is something that I need to know to address and honor my body and say, okay, body, what's actually going on? Because like we talked about, expansion, my body is growing me into a whole different person. So is slowing down going to be a contribution? Okay, body. Like I found out for me that I've had this like neck pain, tension, headache thing I had for a long time. And I found out this is my body's telling me, like, it's linked to this old pattern of performing. Like, okay, I got to be on. It's go time. And it interestingly happened performing many, many years ago with dance, when dance became more of this competitive performing and not just, you know, an expression. And I didn't know that. But for years, and I would take the medication, yes, I did. And I'd have acupuncture, or I'd have, you know, whatever I could do to feel into, like, what's actually happening. But until I was ready to expand into greater freedom in my body, right, no pain, I never came to that space of meeting myself, meeting that depth of the part of me that thought I had to perform, like perform in my business or like whatever. And now it's not a performance. Like I've let that go because I don't have the fear anymore that that life needs to be that way. Okay, I got to go out for a run. Like it was all about wanting more from my body because I thought more would be better, more running, more, you know, performing, more whatever. And it wasn't actually contributing to me. So with the expansion, I've received way greater ease from way less effort on my part. Does that make sense?
It does.
And my neck was inviting me into that. Like if I didn't listen, I would have missed receiving that.
I love how you said that. My neck was inviting me into that. And that was the pain you were feeling in your neck, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
So the pain invites you into
it. You can make that wrong.
Yes, which we do. You know, I'm thinking about me and how pain presents every day, and I'm like, I keep making it wrong, like, oh, we're here again? We're here still?
Yeah.
At least it's not as bad as it used to be. So does it take a long time? And, you know, and I recognize there's no such thing as a magic pill, and I'm certainly not advocating the magic pill or the, you know, the magic bullet or any of that. But is it a long, slow, arduous process?
No. This is all I have to say about that. Because, like, that's totally the mind will say, oh, I want a quick fix. Let's just shut it down. And it isn't a fix at all because the thing is still there. Like every time I took Motrin for my neck pain, I knew it was going to come back another time. It did come back and come back. But now in just a couple of days of really getting to that root, I've been able to release. And it was because of willingness and really receiving support, right? Because if I couldn't release performing because I'm like, oh, no, I'm too scared. I can't turn off. I have to be on. I wouldn't have been able to move through it so smoothly. But because I was in total willingness of, like, I invite this expansion and allowing, and I let my body release performing because I know that that is not necessary. It isn't needed. Then it moved through very, very quickly. So with support, and that's really what I do in my work, is bring people into this higher level of awareness, of connection with their body, so they can very easily release. I mean, even if it's been years and years, and smoothly and fluidly, right? If we say, and I remember one of my great osteopathic mentors taught me, if you're treating a patient, if you are treating them like you have 5 minutes, it's going to take you all day. But if you're treating them like you have all day, it will take 5 minutes. And the same is true with your body. If you allow it, like, body, you take as long as you need to release this. It's okay. That's when the shift can happen very quickly and fluidly. But if I have an agenda, like, oh, God, it's not gone yet. This is not working. That's what keeps it going longer. That creates the resistance.
You know, you're absolutely right. I was thinking about that with emotions and with tears, you know, because most of us grow up where it's not okay to cry. So what do? We shove that away because I don't have time to deal with it. And I thought it would be this great big long, you know, I've got to carve out 2 hours tonight. And right. Yet in those times when the tears are there and they're just going to come, when I just open into it and just say, all right, be here. It literally, it's like less than 10 minutes. And then I'm like, is that it? That's all?
Yes.
I'm okay now?
So deep. Yes. Well, and that's why people, in the work, when I really train and help people get present in their body, it's not take an hour a day and meditate. It's this is how to be present in your body while you're driving your car or at the grocery store or on the phone with a friend. You have your awareness anchored in your body, down at your heart, down at your pelvis. You're feeling, you know, your feet. Like, I'm on the phone with you, and my awareness is totally anchored in my body. And I'm feeling my feet as I'm walking back and forth on the floor in my office, and I'm present. So when I'm present in my body, the amazing thing is I'm not in my mind. So things can flow through me that will be the greatest contribution. So I'm open. If I'm in my mind and thinking about, like, oh, what's she going to see next? Or what should I say? Oh, I should say this. And then people will do this. Like, I'm in manipulation and in calculation. So I'm always going to be limited, and I'll always be working really, really hard. So if I have an agenda, it's going to take me out of the present moment and out of my body, out of my wisdom, and life is very hard.
Yes. Holy cow, Dr. Kim, this has been incredible. This has gone so fast. We've actually gone over just a couple of minutes because I didn't want it to end. But I know people are going to want more of this because I believe that medicine is there to help us, just like you do. I don't believe that it is the cure, but I believe that if it's there to help bring temporary relief so that we can get down into the root and get balanced. And I know that based on this conversation, you feel the same, and people are going to want to experience that with you and have that comfort of a medical doctor who knows what's going on physiologically and, you know, everything going on in your body, who can also then help with the other side of that, the other side of that coin. So you have a really cool gift for us. Will you tell us just a little bit about that so we can get some more of you?
Yes. Well, at drkimd.com, I have set up a quiz to help people get some clarity about, you know, what's going on for me, what's the biggest hang-up, what's holding up my health, my vitality, my energy. So it's a quiz that, you know, kind of categorizes people a little bit, but it's what I've seen are the biggest mindsets, you know, like you're fighting yourself or you feel like a victim. You know, there's different sort of categories people fall into. And then it will give you a little video with some awareness about how to shift that. So that's at drkimd.com. But I also wanted to invite for your listeners, if there are people who want to work with me personally and go deeper with this work, I set up a way that people have a private consultation with a member of my team and get some information and awareness of, you know, she'll help you tune into what's going on in your body and what's kind of been the limiting factor for you, so getting to the root cause. And then if it is something that's a fit for you, we can invite you to go deeper with this work and work with me personally. So I have groups where I work with people and things like that. So if people do feel like that's an inspiration for you and you'd like to receive more of my assistance, that link is drkimd.com/consult, C-O-N-S-U-L-T. So that's something I've just gifted your listeners to make that available. So if people do want to, you know, work in a deeper way and kind of go into this direction, they can receive that.
Oh, that's amazing. And just to make it super easy for everybody, we've actually included that link right here on the interview page. So you can just click on that. It'll take you right to a scheduler or however they've got it set up so that you can schedule that consult with somebody on her team and then see how they can help. And when you see how well they do help, to schedule some time with Dr. Kim. So, wow, thank you so much. I hope that you've opened up lots on your calendar, because I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be taking you up on that. So thank you for your generosity with that. That's
You're
remarkable.
Welcome. Yeah, there's been a lot of people ready for this work, like who kind of
yes.
get that it's not about fixing the body or like that next supplement or, you know, and I did that for a long time. It was like, oh, this is going to be the thing. And then someone would have to be my guru or this next solution. Oh, this is the magic thing. So even though it wasn't a pill, it was like my thing that I thought, oh, this is going to save me. And it's not the same as really receiving your body's wisdom. So now when I receive from, you know, assistance of others, it's always those things that open me to that expansion and to my body's wisdom even more fully, because there is, you don't need to have that next quick fix. You really, really can get into harmony with your body right now, no matter how long you've been suffering or how impossible the situation seems. It is always, always, your level of pain is always an indication of the level of expansion that's ready to happen.
Oh, I love that. Oh, thank you so much for being here. This has been such a fabulous conversation. I appreciate that so much. Holy cow, I might go ahead and schedule me a consult with you. It's been so helpful. And thank you so much for the hope that you've instilled, because we've got chronic illness chronically, right, in our society. And so what a breath of fresh air, and what relief that, you know what, we can absolutely live past that and really start living that bigger, fuller, better life, and our pain will actually lead us to that if we allow it to. So thank you for sharing your message and for showing up and for going through medical school and all of the training that you did and healing yourself so that you can help facilitate so much healing that's so needed on this planet.
Thanks for having me, Allison. I love what you're doing. Congratulations.
Thank you. And to all of you listening in, on my behalf and on Dr. Kim's behalf, thank you for being with us and letting us help you make your life bigger, fuller, and better.